Oh man, I just love this time of year. It's the time we get to collectively reflect on the previous year and set our intentions for the new year. We often hear people say, you don't need to wait until the new year to start making resolutions, which I totally agree. It's good to take inventory throughout the year, pivot when needed, and be regularly reigniting your enthusiasm around your goals, big or small. But, you know, there's something to be said about the collective energy and excitement we get to be a part of each new year, and the feeling of a blank canvas before us, a clean slate to try again to make this year slightly better than the last. So my big question to you is, who do you want to be in 2023? I'm Crystal Escobar, and you are listening to the Want to Be Balanced podcast. This is episode number 148. Welcome to the Want to Be Balanced podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Escobar. This podcast evolved out of a little old blog I started in 2009, from my early stages of motherhood into a library of personal development topics, my journey out of Mormonism, and now weekly bite-sized episodes to spark your awareness as we integrate mind, body, and soul. Aren't we all just wannabes? You know, this term has a derogatory way of describing someone who wants to be something they are not, someone who's trying to be like someone else. But let's lighten this up a bit. Let's imagine the person we want to be. Not because we lack these amazing qualities or because we think that others are better than us or that we are just desperate to be admired and accepted by others, but because you have so much potential and you can be who you want to be. I created a workbook for you guys. It's full of journal prompts to help you find clarity around the version of you that you are hoping to step into. And I wanted to offer it to all of you before the new year so that you can really begin setting your intentions for 2023, so that you can become so clear around exactly the type of person that you're hoping to become, the qualities that you're hoping to obtain, the goals that you're hoping to accomplish. I thought it would be really fun to write out the perfect day. If you were this person that you describe in this workbook, if you were this person, what would the perfect day look like for you? Starting from the first moment you wake up, get out of bed, what would you do first thing in the morning if you were the person that you ultimately want to be? And I believe that getting extremely clear on the personality traits, the actions this type of person takes, what they spend their time on, what kinds of media they consume, internet sites, books, movies, podcasts, music, how do they walk, how do they speak, how do they manage their emotions, how do they serve and show up for others? Is their day structured or planned out, or is it flowy and spontaneous? These are the types of questions that I believe will provide that clarity for you. And it's a way to visualize the person that you're hoping to become. And we all know how powerful visualization is, how visualizing really allows you to feel the emotions of this experience that you're hoping to have in your life. And anytime you can immerse yourself in the emotions of the person that you're hoping to become or the goal that you're hoping to achieve, what emotion would you be feeling if you were this person, if you were accomplishing the things that you wanted to accomplish? As you feel these emotions with your whole being, that's the power of manifestation and visualization. So I hope you find this workbook useful. And if you're needing additional help, I would love to be your mindset coach. I have a deep dive coaching package that I'm offering, which I believe is the perfect package for the beginning of the year. It's 11 one-on-one, one-hour sessions where you and I together can dive deep into your goals, your dreams, your passions, and discover what has been holding you back all of these years. Why haven't you been able to achieve these goals just yet? And are you losing faith that you are capable of achieving these goals? And if so, I would love to help you get out of your own way, get out of the mud that you find yourself in. And I believe that the process that I've created within my life coaching practice can really help you step into this new version of yourself. And if you're interested in knowing a little bit more about it and you have some questions for me, then don't hesitate to schedule a free mini session with me where you can explain to me what your goals are, what your challenges are, and I can tell you a little bit more about how I can possibly help you. So I hope you guys are having a beautiful holiday and you are setting your intentions now for the new year, getting clear on who you want to be in 2023.
Welcome to the Wanna Be Balanced podcast, encouraging you to become the best version of yourself as you strive for balance in motherhood and business. Self-made millionaires, Sean and Crystal Escobar, will help you discover your passion and offer valuable insight into how you can make your dreams come true. And now, your host, author, blogger, YouTuber, and wannabe balanced mom, Crystal Escobar.